VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. At least 44 people have drowned after a passenger ferry capsized on Lake Victoria in Tanzania Thursday afternoon. Officials say they expect the death toll to rise when the search begins again on Friday at daybreak. 37 people have been rescued, but some are in what one official described as very bad condition. It's not uncommon for ferries that travel the region's vast lakes to carry hundreds of passengers at a time. Opposition Ugandan lawmaker and pop singer Bobby Wine returned home on Thursday after getting medical treatment in the United States. Police met him at the airport in Kampala. Correspondent Mohammed Youssef reports for VOA from Nairobi, with correspondent Halima Athumani contributing reporting from Kampala.
The Ugandan capital on Thursday was tense as police and soldiers blocked main roads, erected barricades around the airport, and moved into neighborhoods where Yagulanyi enjoys support to stop people from welcoming him. There was commotion at the Kampala International Airport a few minutes after Yagulanyi landed. Police whisked him away and took him to his house in Magere neighborhood. When Yagulanyi arrived, he came out briefly to show his gratitude to his supporters.
Wine had been in the U.S. for the past few weeks, seeking treatment for injuries he said were from beatings he received after he was arrested August 14th. Israel's Air Force chief met Thursday with officials in Moscow to present Israeli findings on the downing of a Russian military surveillance plane by a Syrian rocket earlier this week. 15 Russian military personnel died Monday night after their plane was hit by Syrian air defenders who thought they were firing at Israeli warplanes. This is VOA News. The Chinese